Vote counting is underway in Scotland following its referendum on independence from the UK. The process will be carried out through the night with the result expected on Friday. Over 4 million Scots were eligible to cast their ballots at more than 5,500 polling stations. A wildfire in the U.S. state of California has doubled in size overnight to 228 square kilometers. Over 3,600 firefighters are battling the blaze east of Sacramento. The flames, which have consumed wide swaths of timber in El Dorado's National Park, are fueled by widespread drought in the state. A tragic shooting in the U.S. state of Florida. A grandfather has shot and killed his daughter and her six children before turning the gun on himself. The slain children range in age from 3 months to 10 years old. The UN Security Council has warned that the deadly Ebola virus in West Africa poses a threat to international peace and security. The Council adopted a resolution calling on governments to provide more resources to combat the epidemic. Over 2,600 people have died in the worst outbreak on record. U.S. President Barack Obama has pledged to provide Kyiv with additional economic and military assistance. Obama condemned what he described as a Russian aggression in Ukraine. Earlier, Kyiv called on Washington to provide military assistance to its army to counter pro-Russian militias in the east. And France is to conduct airstrikes inside Iraq against ISIL strongholds after agreeing to Baghdad's request for air support. French President Francois Hollande says Paris will not go beyond air support and there won't be any troop deployment. Hollande says his country would not conduct airstrikes in Syria. Tensions are running high in Yemen. State television says its headquarters in the northwestern suburb of Sana'a is under attack by revolutionaries. Earlier, fresh clashes between revolutionaries and pro-government forces in Sana'a left nearly 40 people dead. And U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has accused the Syrian government of using chlorine gas while fighting militants this year. Syria has repeatedly rejected such claims. Damascus has already surrendered its stockpiles of chemical weapons to the World's Chemical Weapons Watchdog.